just, I mean, it's fun to meet some different people, different points of view. And yeah. From South America, Peru?
Yeah, I'm from Peru.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you probably what you encountered was like a few years back, Ecuador and Bolivia.
Yeah.
They used the...
Ja, det är bättre att gå där egentligen. So, but you have to, now you have to take the rudder over there, Rodrigo, so okay. We are not turning around like...
I'm a newbie on this, sorry.
Right.
Should I keep it this low?
It's not really
very, very little.
Yeah. So how's Peru like? Like, is it like... I know I haven't been in a lot of colonized places and stuff, but how's life?
Well, I mean, I was just gonna tell you about like Ecuador and Bolivia.
Yeah.
Like, they use... Because like in the indigenous name for it is like Sumacawai.
It's
Aymara. It means el buen vivir. It means like living in plenitude.
Yeah.
But in the Aymara and Quechua language. And the thing is like the governments of Ecuador and Bolivia wrote their constitution again using the philosophy of el buen vivir as like the dictating terms for governance in the countries.
Okay.
The problem is that they appropriated that indigenous philosophy to actually justify eco damage and exploitation to the land.
Yeah, I see.
In order to kind of like create more profit to become something like you have here in Norway, like a social democracy, right? Like a welfare state. Mm. So they basically colonize the term to fit their purposes of expansion of development. So that has been like a huge discussion of like, how can we take these terms in a practical way of people's everyday life in a way that is not for the government to keep producing in an unethical way and exploiting resources, but to actually make this facilitate a way of living for people.
Yeah.
In Peru, the movement of El Buen Vivir is not that big. It happens in small communities. And we are far, far, far away from anything that will look closely to a social welfare state.
So how do you like manage a state if you're only Buen Vivir? Because, like, I mean, throughout history we had several different forms of steering and, you know, several different kinds of governments, but, I mean, what we have in Norway seems to be a sort of social democracy is one of the best systems, I think. And I understand that political leaders and leaders in general, like, try to use... these movements, they say they are on their side and they just use it for their own benefit. I understand that, but still, I still think it's the best we can manage, because I think the problem is bigger. I think it's wrong with, something is wrong with like the whole understanding and concept of life and values, because we're just too focused on simple things that don't really matter in the big picture.
Yeah.
I feel like you think the same too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm 100%. I think we're 100% on the same page. I think that what you have here in Norway as a system, it works very well on many aspects. But the thing is, like, we're losing the big picture, which is the social democracy works still within capitalism and in a free market economy, while at the same time use that profit and that productivity in order to create a system of social benefits for the people. The thing is, like, we have to, or I think we have to start thinking, or already a lot of people are thinking this way, that capitalism has to come to an end, because it's not possible for it to be infinite. Because by saying that capitalism is infinite, we also say that the planet is infinite.
Yeah.
And that's not possible. So I feel like there will never be something close to climate justice or things like El Buen Vivir if capitalism is still around.
But do you think like a change like that is possible?
I think gradually it is. Yeah. But the thing is, like, a lot of people are, you know, philosophers, activists, artists. We're all, like, posing different questions about, with different names, right? I mean, yeah. I personally use El Buen Vivir. Maybe someone from Brazil will use a different term. But at the end of the day, we're talking about similar concepts, right? It's like, what kind of alternative can we produce for, you know, gradually moving away from the capitalist system and to understand that even a welfare state, it is a capitalist state.
Mm.
Even if it seems or you have the impression that it works for everyone, it's always worth to question, like, is it really for everyone?
Yeah, but nothing is really for everyone.
Yeah.
Even Buen Vivir, I think it makes like the most people happy, but you still have minorities or some people that suffer from it.
Mm.
But I like the idea, so yeah. Good than that.
Yeah, I mean, I think like what I personally understand as, you know, kind of like transporting these concepts from one geography to another,
mm.
is not for Norway to take El Buen Vivir as El Buen Vivir.
Yeah.
But for instance, what kind of life practices that are collective you have in Norway? For instance, you have Dugna, right? Dugna. Like, those practices are the kind of practices we need to nurture more and more. And to kind of like be able to form more communities,
mm.
to reflect about these things and to try to find our own ways, like something that is vernacular and local to Norway.
Mm.
It's not something that comes from Ecuador or Peru. Like, what's the connection, right? In a way. I mean, you yeah. can, of course, like push it for it. You can say like, yeah, there is always a connection. But the idea is that we all, wherever we are, we shape our own practices based on our, you know, ancestral knowledge, our traditions, our, you know, embedded knowledge as well.
I see.
But that's just me, you know, it's like, this is such a universal concept, such a big thing. It's yeah. like, it's the question of life, really.
Yeah,
and of future it. As well. And it's the question of like, can we imagine a different future? For me, that's enough, kind of, just to be able to ask that question. Can we imagine something else?
Yeah.
And see what happens.
No, I like people that think that way. It's just personally for me, I don't see any change coming, so I sort of given up. But it's cool to think about it and philosophize. But I feel like in the big picture, we don't really have a say because the world has come to be what it is. Mm. And like it's to make us change this big, even gradually, you need to restructure everything.
Yeah.
The belief, yeah.
There needs to be a will.
Yeah.
To make
change. If there's
change.
A will, there's a way.
So you feel like maybe, have you lost hope?
Yeah, sort of. Like, I mean, I've never been into politics, but mm-hmm. because I feel like you vote for something, you think about something, you think you have a say, but then the party wins, say, and they sort of do what they want. You can never be. It's difficult because there are so many people, there are so many different opinions on what's the right thing to do, for example, and
mm-hmm.
there's just no way of saying it because no one knows. So you end up in this fight, not really a fight, but discussions, what's good, what's not good, and who knows?
Mm. Yeah. Do you feel like maybe sometimes we're like just doing like this, just like right now in this boat, like just drifting.
Yeah, drifting, sailing away.
Like just sailing away, like, because I feel that sometimes as well. It's like, you know, I am usually like, I like people, I like to be around people, I like to have a good time, and I feel sometimes like the things I say are not necessarily welcomed by others,
yeah.
because they're like, I don't want to think about it, I just want to live, right? And I think that for me, it's extremely important to talk about these things. I mean, without monopolizing conversations,
yeah,
it's good
course,
to have like
course,
diversity of inputs. Topics and inputs, but also feel like, are we even ready for these questions? That's kind of like also something I ask myself, like, are we even ready to even pose these questions? In the sense that, are we ready to hear and talk about it? Because it might be a traumatic experience for some people.
Yeah, but still, like, I mean, me, I think the problem is that these ideas, they came too late, maybe. Mm. Because mm. now we have a structure, we have a system, we have everything's been tested for like 200 years and 300 years. It's sort of difficult to make a radical change or bring up new ideas. So I wouldn't say like, is it wrong or something?
No, it's like if it's...
Is it too
difficult, perhaps? Uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, if it's better too early than never. And I think like this conversation and like everything, these ideas, I think they're a couple hundred years too late, actually. Mm. So...
But they've been existing forever, though. Even before capitalism existed. So I wonder, like... No, but I totally get your point. And for instance, like yesterday we were talking as well, like, you know, this, for instance, the way we build comes from an ancestral knowledge.
Mm.
And my question, or what I was asking myself, was what kind of ancestral knowledge are we producing now for the people in the future?
Yeah, I think that's me too.
And I'm like,
is it any?
Mm?
Do we produce any?
Do
I
we?
Think we do.
Yeah, I don't.
I think we do, but we are just sure not thinking about that.
Of the good kind, or I think it both exist, right?
You know, you never know if it's good or bad before it's passed. Like you can look back at horrible things that people did, like a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah.
And you see that it's just wrong.
Mm.
Why would you do that? But at the time, it couldn't make sense.
They didn't think it was wrong, right?
Yeah.
So maybe in like a weird dimension, we're actually doing... Is capitalism like brainwashing me right now? I'm about to say like maybe in a weird dimension, we are doing something right.
Yeah, no, I
don't
know.
That's,
like, It does work to an extent. Like you can't say that it hasn't profited anyone because it has made life better in some places, like here in Norway too. Like, just because we came so far with this system, it means it has some good elements to it, like,
But it's a question, because I am also a bit more, the system of capitalism has also brought good things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I'm on that side.
But it is a matter of knowing maybe when to stop and when to kind of when to adjust this system and not to keep going in the same direction. Because up until a certain point, the growth that is embedded, well, that capitalism needs, that was one of the factors that improved the life of not all, but of many. But at some point, that starts to be the problem also.
There's a big... I think, I don't know if you've heard of it, it's called Conscious Capitalism.
No, I haven't heard of
it. I haven't read it, so I can't say too much about it, but I think they are talking about this exact thing.
I can keep the master, so can I do this boom?
They're talking like about how you can use capitalism, but you can still keep it within borders. You can still take the best of it without having to necessarily...
compromise the plan.
Yeah. To sacrifice the bigger picture for something immediate. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Very cool.
It
nice
was very nice
to talk to you guys.
You.
Thanks for the visit.
Same, man.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You too. Good luck.
Thank you.